Jason Rosidlo reporting live from the Midland County Fair, and I'm with Kristen Bush of the band Sugarland. Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Very good, thanks. First, how did the band get the name Sugarland?
Well, a lot of people think that we're from Texas because Sugarland's a city in Texas, but we're actually from Atlanta, which, of course, makes little or no sense. But when we were first putting the band together, I don't know if you've ever, you know, put a and tried to name a band, whether you were in high school or whatever, but there's some silly things that happen. You look around, you know, you're saying, you know, white left shoe. You know, you're trying everything on to try to see if it fits. And that particular day that we were looking, one of our friends, we asked him, well, where are you from? And the lady said, well, I was born in Sugarland, but I grew up here in Atlanta. And she didn't say the Texas at the end of it. And I thought to myself, I want to be from there, wherever that is. So we named the band Sugarland.
Very cool. You've had a lot of hit songs lately. What is your favorite to perform?
I think it changes every night. You know, we get to play our songs across the country and see people sing them back. And right now, I'm kind of on an oldie that we had. Something More is kind of one of my favorites. There's a line in there that's always fun to sing at night and to watch other people sing back to you. It's I got things to do before I die.
How was it singing with Bon Jovi on the single Who Says You Can't Go Home?
Bon Jovi is quite an amazing little experience that they've crossed paths with us and actually had as much success as we had with them, and we've been able to usher them into country music, which, you know, I'm sure if you had put a line on that in Vegas 20 years ago, you'd be really rich now, because no one would have believed you. But it was a lot of fun. Those guys are great songwriters, and they're great musicians, and they're much older than we are, but we don't hold it against them.
I understand that the band made an appearance on Sesame Street. What was that about?
Oh, my gosh. Did you grow up watching Sesame Street?
Yes, I did.
Okay, first of all, it's an amazing experience, and you have to try this. If you can ever get anyone to take you to Sesame Street, you got to go. Because it's a little smaller than you think it is, but it's real. Like, you can walk around Oscar's can. You know, you can be in Mr. Hooper's store. We got to sing a song with Elmo, and we got to teach him how to write a song, which I thought was really nice because Jennifer and I are songwriters on top of also being recording artists. So it was pretty fun for the Muppets to recognize that.
This fall, you're going to be kicking off your first headlining tour. How does that make you feel?
Oh, I'm so excited. I could jump up and down on this table right now. We've been spending the last, I guess, 4 or 5 months, you know, as a show comes together at the very end, really kind of working out the kinks and getting all the fun tricks ready and, you know, all the lights and the parts of the show that, you know, this is a dream whenever you're a musician to go play arenas and to be the headline act. And Jennifer and I take such pride in the fact that we're entertainers as well as writers and musicians. So we've learned from the likes of, you know, Kenny Chesney and Brooks and Dunn and Brad Paisley, and we've kind of learned and watched how they put shows together, and we're trying to find a way to scare them enough to make them keep touring.
You recently performed on ABC's Good Morning America, and what was that experience like for you guys?
Good Morning America is a really a wonderful relationship with us. Diane Sawyer is a real fan of Jennifer and myself and the music that we're making. And she's been very, very kind to us, letting us perform over the years. And this past winter, they asked us if we'd write a theme song for them.
Okay.
And we called them back and said, well, we think we've already got the song for you. We just need to redo it a little bit. Yeah. And the single that's out now, Good Morning America, Everyday America, became the new Good Morning America theme song. So they asked us to come play a show in the park, you know, and celebrate it. And it was kind of fun.
So, yeah, Everyday America has been climbing up the charts. What is the story behind that song?
That's a good question. I'll try to give you something besides the stock answer. That song, in its pieces, was a song that had been hanging around me for about 15 years. And I played a piece of it for Jennifer and for the co-writer who we had out at the time. And they freaked out. They were like, oh, this is a great song. I said, well, it's kind of about this. And it was about a topic that had nothing to do with where it ended up. They were like, oh, but we love this verse. Don't you hear it this way? And it was really interesting for me as a writer because I had to shut down everything I knew about the song and just trust them. Like, I couldn't contribute after that because the story they were weaving was a story about everyday, really is what the song ended up, about everyday America. Everyone has the same stories that happen. We travel everywhere and we see the same, you know, high school hero, and we see the same, you know, parent that's had the unlikely choice and is just happy wherever they are. They just didn't know that was what that was going to, they didn't know that was the blessing they were going to get. And when that song finished, we kind of looked at each other and went, wow, that's kind of catchy. You know, and as it turns out, it's been a great single for us.
Yeah, it's a very great song. Can you give us a preview of some of the songs you'll be doing for us tonight?
Absolutely. We're going to be playing a lot of stuff off the new record. You know, we only have two. And if you dig real hard, we have three. And if you dig even harder, Jennifer and I each have about 7 or 8 albums behind us. But we only play Sugarland stuff on the shows. But I think Mean Girls is coming out tonight, which ought to be kind of fun. That's a nice little silly song from the record. And what else is going to happen tonight? There's a duet we do on the record that I think is happening tonight. We'll probably do the Bon Jovi thing. I'll put on the Bon Jovi wig, walk out on stage. So it should be fun.
Yep, that sounds like a lot of fun tonight. What was it like performing on the Grand Ole Opry earlier this summer?
Grand Ole Opry is a neat experience for any country musician, and mainly just, you know, it's hallowed ground.
Yeah.
But it was especially interesting for us because it's our second time there. And the first time, your heart's thumping around every corner, and you think that maybe, you know, the legend of every locker, because, you know, it's like a high school locker hallway back there. You know, all the guys have lockers, and you walk by Dolly Parton's thing, you know. It's pretty interesting. And then the second time, I realized to myself, does this feel like old hat? You know, am I comfortable here? And the only thing stranger than playing the Opry for the first time is playing it for the second time and feeling comfortable. It's such a unique thought we've had.
So you're currently on tour with Kenny Chesney. What do you enjoy most about it?
I should say the Cruisin' Rum, because Kenny Chesney is sponsored by Cruisin' Rum, and there's more Cruisin' Rum than you could float a boat with. I think one of the best things about being on tour with Kenny is that his ambition is really high. You know, he says, you know, let's take country music into, you know, stadiums.
Yeah.
And I really admire that in him, and admire the fact that he's connecting so much with music fans across the country and turning them into country fans. I think that's just a beautiful thing, and I hope we can keep that legacy alive.
So you'll be making a stop in Detroit on Saturday, August 18th. Thank you for your time. Good luck, and we look forward to seeing you again.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.